We Like Dota is brought to you with the generous support of our patrons. Patrons like Yield Raven, Icebug, Titus Andromedon, Jeff Peterson, Nathan Johnson, Bunny Data, Paul Bender, Rx Cowbell, Edge, Paul Turner, Baylucked, Wisp, Bean Dob, and Brandon Heller. We Like Dota, episode 229, starts now. Welcome, everyone. This is Jim from We Like Dota. Sam, our normal host, is away visiting friends somewhere warm and lovely, so we wish him the best. He will return to the podcast possibly next week. In the meantime, I am joined by Charlene.
Hello, Internet. Hello, friends.
Hello, Charlene. I'm speaking for the Internet.
And friend. You're a friend.
Okay. Yeah, they're two distinct categories.
They are a little bit of overlap, but not huge.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's just the two of us right now. I think that's fine. Mm-hmm. I think we'll do a good job. Last week, I want to apologize to the listeners. I was low-energy Jim last week.
You're low-energy Jim. I want to apologize, too. I had a lot of background clicking.
Was it you or was it me?
I assume it was me, but I'm not sure.
Bob always yells at me. Bob, like, threatened to purchase me a silent mouse once.
We're all sorry. We're all Canadians.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Yeah, I think I was coming down with something because, later that day on Sunday, I didn't feel well.
Aww.
And then my wife, and then I got okay. I just ate a lot of zinc. And then my wife came down with something.
Zinc?
Yeah, do you take zinc?
No.
Oh, my God. Okay, so here's our intro
thing
you couldn't think of. Zinc is known to ameliorate the effects of a cold if you take it, like zinc supplements.
Is that in the Airborne and stuff like that?
It's one of the things that's in Airborne. It's the thing that's in dark meat chicken, so chicken soup.
Mm-hmm. Like,
all these cultures around the world say eat chicken soup when you're sick.
Yeah, okay.
And I was on a business trip once, and there was this professor there. And, you know, we had flown across the country, and we were in a bus or a jitney going to a particular location all together. And we're talking about the flight. Oh, you know, the weather was such and such. Yeah, how was your flight? Do you ever get sick traveling so much? And we're all having this, like, ordinary conversation about it. And the professor's like, no, I never get sick. I take zinc supplements. I haven't been sick in over 10 years.
Wow.
Yeah, which is, like, the most ridiculous thing to say. And, like, uh-huh. We were just fighting not to crack up. And then I talked to one of his coworkers once. And it's true. He hasn't taken a sick day in, like, 10 years.
Wow.
And, apparently, like, because my wife has access to like actual medical research, and there is a link between zinc and recovering from illness, like common colds and stuff.
Wait, recovering or preventing?
Like if you take it, I mean, apparently preventing.
It boosts. I guess it's one of those that like boosts your immune systems type thing.
Yeah. So if you like start to feel sick, or if you're flying a lot,
mm-hmm.
you take it, and then it, like I take like 4 or 5 zinc supplements a day when I start to feel sick, and then it like recovers more quickly.
Mm, okay.
In any case, so I was taking that and I felt better. And then my wife got sick, probably the same illness. And as a result, she was going to bed really early, so I got to play some Dota.
All comes full circle.
Yeah, so it is related.
Wow, okay. But,
yeah, so everyone. Also, I went to a pharmacy near my house. We have a community pharmacy. And I was going to buy a name brand zinc supplement.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked if there was anything else, and they recommended like the cheapo generic zinc supplement, like the pharmacist, like the PharmD that was there.
Sure.
And so like you could save money. We're not shilling for any particular thing here. We like Dota. So I got the cheapo zinc supplement, and it seems to have worked.
Okay. Yeah, I only ever knew of like, I don't know, vitamin C Echinacea mm-hmm. is one that I like have heard about just because it's I've used cold effects a lot and it's fairly effective.
Okay. Yeah.
And I noticed that the main ingredient, one of the main ingredients is echinacea, which is like a plant, flower, herb thing.
Yeah.
But zinc. Yeah. Oh, cool.
Yeah, apparently it's in like, you know, New England Journal of Medicine and JAMA and stuff.
Okay.
Like it actually works.
Very nice.
Yeah, we like over-the-counter medications.
Yes.
And so I did have a chance to play Dota, but moving on to Dota feelings, mm-hmm. how do you feel about Dota? I know last week we talked about your true love.
I still play chess. All right, to bring that full circle back to we like Dota and our brand's love of hats, I have finally mm-hmm. got my first hat for Auto Chess. I don't know if you're aware, but in Auto Chess, there is a reward system where if you place within the top three, you get candies.
Okay.
And you can save candies and use them to purchase new couriers. So I know the developers of Auto Chess have like a side business where they can, where they sell candies on eBay and give you a code and then you can like redeem candies. So they've monetized it. I am keeping myself away from that. I haven't even looked at how much it is because I don't want to be tempted because I don't need another video game where I put money into it. But anyways, I've saved up my 40 candies. It's a little slot machine type thing. So you like click redeem and then it scrolls through and you're all excited. It's like, oh, which one am I going to get? And I got little mech jaw. Yeah, the little like treasure box with that's kind of open on its hinges. I'm pleased. Because I started out with, you have a 50-50 chance of either starting out with a brown donkey or like a blue tinge donkey, either radiant or dire donkey, I think both of them are blue or both of them are brown anyways. Yeah, so got a mech jaw, starting to save up some more. I have like another 5 candies in the bank, but I was also recently told that there are effects that you can buy. So if you save up 100 candies, whoa, you can redeem like the gem effects that they have for couriers, like where they can on fire or like spawn snow as it flies around. I don't think I'll do that. I just like having couriers.
Nah, that's cool. How much is a courier in candy then?
It's 40 gold or 40 candy. Okay. Yeah. You can recycle couriers for, I think, only 20 candy.
Can you recycle your starting courier?
Yes, but I think it's only 5 candy.
Oh.
But I'm going to hold on to my good old brown courier for, you know, it got me through hard times.
A sentimental value.
Yeah. But in actual Dota news, I have played a few games. Played Theme Thursday.
Yeah.
We did, what was our theme? It was Vision, right? It was Wards versus Carrots. So like Night Vision.
Yeah, yeah.
We got destroyed by you guys. I was on Team Wards. And you just pushed. You just split push and... Jim, you did you and disappeared for a while, came back out. I was like, oh, he has satanic now. or I think it was like Butterfly First was your first major item. You went for the Manta and I was like, okay, that's normal timing. And then you like disappeared for a little bit, came back out. And I was like, oh, he has a full Butterfly. And then you did it again. And I was like, oh, he has a satanic.
Yeah. I was on Luna.
Yeah.
And I got that opportunity to just farm. Like the lane, it was you and someone in lane against me.
Yes, it was me and a Venno played by Raven, Yield Raven, I believe.
Yeah, Yeah. And you guys did, I mean, it was not a super pleasant lane to be in. It's just, you know, you get like super slowed and then
right.
It gets ugly. But once like the lanes broke down, I had a chance to just like farm 100% of the time.
Yeah.
It was good.
Between you and Greg, who was playing Lycan, it's just constant push. Couldn't keep our lanes once, out.
Yeah, there was one time that I died. And we had this crazy team fight, and I think it went like pretty long. And I was like, oh, I died. I really don't want to have to buy back. And you look over and like Greg and his Necro Warriors and his wolves are like taking Arrax.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, okay. That's much better.
Yeah. So that was one of my Dota experiences. Another one was Battle Cup from last night.
Oh, yeah. I didn't say.
So we did basically a We Like Dota team. So it was me, Arian, Wesley J. Pepe Sylvia, and another person who I can't remember the name of, but he was really good. He was a Divine 2, and he was smurfing for us on a Legend account, so we were tier 5 Battle Cup.
Nice.
But of course, karma, what goes around comes around. We got matched up, I believe, against a team of smurfs. Because they were just, like, their builds were just a little bit, you know, too meme-y. So our smurf player went mid on sniper, and so they drafted, we weren't entirely sure who they were going to send mid. They drafted a shadow shaman, an ogre, it was a Laspis ogre, which we were surprised about, a tide, a dark willow, and a sven.
Okay.
So we were like, what are they doing? Like, is it ogre mid? Is it shadow shaman mid? Maybe it's tide mid. We did not consider the willow mid. And indeed it was willow, which was sad because we picked a sniper. And anytime sniper would try to assassinate, Dark Willow just Shadow Realm. Getting last hits was also fairly even between the two because they're both ranged, and Dark Willow also has the Shadow Realm to like ensure ranged creep last hits.
Right.
And the Dark Willow went no boots, straight blink, I think, was the first main item, and then like Veil. And just constantly had clarities. Like, anytime I clicked on the Dark Willow, there were, like, 3 clarities in its stash. And it almost always had one going. And you can't really click it off because it'll just Shadow Realm. So I would have to, like, Wave of Terror to get it off. And it was so annoying. And then we lost. So that's pretty on brand for a We Like Dota Battle Cup.
Yeah.
But it was still fun. Had a good time.
And then I was checking out. Arian mentioned that you guys got, he said, oh, we got deathballed.
Yeah.
And then I looked up the Open Dota and I saw this guy. He's played 962 games on Dark Willow. I don't know if he's a smurf. I was like, because he has like 3,000 games in this account.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, maybe it's crit, like his NA smurf or something. And then, because, like, he went 27-2 on Dark Willow. His items are like those things that pros buy when playing against mortals because they can just outplay
right?
them.
Yeah, like the no boots.
It was just salves and clarities.
Yep.
And then the following game, I looked up his account. He went 31-3 as Dark Willow, and they won. And then in the Battle Cup finals, the opposing team banned Dark Willow, and they lost.
Crit confirmed.
Yeah. So, I think you guys played crit.
Nice.
Yeah, we'll go with that.
All right. So then after that game, after the Battle Cup game, we played a round of chess. Arian came in third. which is great. I came in fourth, and Wesley unfortunately did not do great, but it was still a good time, hopefully. But then after that, I like took a little break, and then I played my first ranked role support game, because part of me was like, all right, I'm getting placed into Legend, but, you know, as everyone is saying, you should get placed a tier lower, so I should be Archon, so that'll make battle cups easier. So
right.
Played my first ranked role game, and maybe if that's my goal, I shouldn't be too sad, but we lost on the back of just, like, falling apart in the mid-game, because we had a Brute mid. I was playing Venge with a Nature's Prophet bottom, and our top lane was a Lifestealer and a Rubick. And Prophet and I were doing pretty well bottom against their carry Faceless Void. And they had a support Zeus and support Skywrath.
Yeah.
So we just bought Wand early on. So had good sustain bottom lane, and we were we got a few kills on the support. It's never really Void, but I like to think we contested his farm. And then our mid Brood was also doing great. She was she was against not Invoker, someone else. Can't remember. Oh, well, she was against someone else, and was doing really well. And we're like, okay, we got this early game secured, and rolling into the mid game, we were ahead quite a bit, so we were starting to push and stuff. And then we just kind of, like, Lifestealer wanted to, you know, finish his Radiance, Broodmother wanted to get her BKB, so we kind of eased up on the pressure and started farming, and then stuff went downhill. people started getting picked off with, Zeus ulti, like, Void would chrono, and then it would get finished off with a Zeus ulti. Somehow, their Skywrath, like, got an Axe.
Yeah, we're like, what? Early,
yeah, we're like, what? Where did that come from? What? And then we slowly lost.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we could never really get, like, adequate vision down because they had a Zeus. So we could never really take Roche. And then there was the internal fighting. Like, the Broodmother was, like, constantly yelling at our Nature's Prophet, like, why aren't you, like, pushing the side lanes? And then he's like, because we don't have vision. He's like, you don't need vision when you know that they're killing us here. It's like, you think you're all better than me? And I was like, okay, guys, it's okay. They haven't taken our high ground. It's okay.
Got real.
Yeah. And then I lost, and I was like, all right, that's a solo ranked game. Because I never really like playing solo Dota, let alone ranked Dota. I just feel like it tends to be try hard like that, and people get snippy. But yeah, the 9 more games to go until I calibrate at Archon. maybe lower. And yeah. What about you?
Yeah, I have a question. Yeah, you should throw all your games so you can play with us. I have a question for you about this, because Arian brought it up on the last podcast.
Sure.
You queued support.
Yes.
And I know you're a very thoughtful and modest person, but did you think you were better than your cores?
I thought I was better than the Lifestealer. And I can't say that I would mechanically be better on the Nature's Prophet.
Sure.
But I tended to agree with the Brood a little bit that he could have done a better job at keeping the side lanes pushed out. But I thought that the Brood was better on Brood than I am. Just like they knew their limits on the hero and stuff.
All right, that makes sense. Yeah. Because Arian said, yeah, I mean, I don't remember exactly what his statement was, but he brought up, like, the disparity between
support role
queuing as a core, role queuing as a support. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so I've had a similar experience this week. As I mentioned, I had a chance to play a bit due to the common cold in our house. And when I would queue as an offlane, because I can only queue as anything that says lower or faster queue time on it. I think I do well. and we win. Mm-hmm. I'm like, all right, cool. I'm, you know, creating space over here, or I'm Doom and I'm, you know, focusing on taking out their invoker or whomever. And my carry and or mid are behind me, you know, hitting their timings and getting ready to win the game. But then when I queue as a support, I lose. And it could entirely be because I'm just a better offlaner than I am a support. Mm-hmm. But, like, I queue support and people are just doing nonsense. Like, yeah. I queued a support. I'm like, all right, cool. This is going pretty well. I think we maybe even gotten first blood in this game. And then I look over and the sniper has 3 slippers of agility.
No.
BOTs. And a BKB. It's like fairly late in the game.
Yeah.
And I'm like, at least finish your Wraith bands.
Yeah, where's your damage?
He wasn't doing any damage. And then he's like STFU. He's yelling at our Kunkka. And our Kunkka was like the only decent player in the game.
Right.
Like I might have been playing Ogre, and I don't know, I just always lose to the Ogre. But the Kunkka was decent, right? Like he knew what he was doing. He was hitting his combos.
Right.
And he just, like, the snipers kept trashing the Kunkka. And I'm like, no, the Kunkka is the only halfway decent player here.
Yeah.
And then the sniper walks back to the fountain, sells one of his slippers of agility, and walks back out. So now he has 2 in his inventory. And then eventually he bought a javelin.
Okay.
And had a quarter staff in his backpack.
Oh, dear. Okay.
And, like, okay, I mean, if you don't know anything about Dota, right? If you're new and you're buying nonsense stuff because you just don't know any better, that's fine, right? Like, we've all been there. You know, when I started out, I had nonsense builds as well. But all he was doing was flaming everyone else on the team. So I started just commenting, you know, everyone, you should mute him. He's obviously trolling and trying to lose.
Right.
It was really horrible because we had a really good early game. Like, the weird thing is, like, he won his lane with his triple slipper bots build. But then, like, once triple slipper isn't enough to win, to do anything, he was just helpless. They bought a BKB.
Right.
Like, who cares? Anyway. And then I had another one where, like, yeah, I feel like my cores just make no sense.
Yeah, I tried to rally the troops in my game. You know, I tried to be the level-headed, calm person. And I was like, all right, we will try to team fight, like, once or twice. We will try to do, like, a smoke yank and do it. Do something, make something happen. And they both failed. And I was like, all right, new plan. We'll just split push because we are good at that. And, you know, we'll ease up their pressure by forcing them back, stuff like that. And then that's when the bickering happened. But when you said that he was just like STFU at the end of the game, the lifestealer said, oh, also don't pick Rubick. And then the Rubick player immediately, like, they were pretty quiet the entire game, and he was immediately like, STFU, bruh, you don't know what you're talking about. But then the lifestealer is like, whoa, let me finish. Rubick's just not a very good hero. And then the guy was just like, oh, okay, sorry. It's just like, oh, what a typical, like, Dota interaction. Just, like, immediately on the defensive. Immediately assumed flame.
Hackles are up.
Right.
I had another one, right? I queued as Lich.
Yeah.
So I first picked Lich because I'm support. And I'm like, I just feel like playing Lich. Mm-hmm. And the second support on our team picks Enchantress.
Okay.
I'm like, all right. I'm like, weird, but whatever. Maybe the guy, like, knows what he's doing. And then the rest of my team picked, like, people with no lockdown. Nice. So our only lockdown was, like, Ember Chains and whatever Enchantress happened to dominate.
Yeah. And your Sinister Gaze.
Oh, Sinister Gaze. That's true. Yeah. So the other team had a PA and a number of other... Oh, and our we also had a last pick sniper into PA.
Oh, and that's not good.
Bounty, maybe? I don't remember. So the Enchantress
AFK jungles the entire game. She never dominated a creep and used it to do anything. Never once bought a single support thing. So I'm like 10 levels down. I got one-shotted by a random dagger at one point. Like 100 to nothing.
Oh my goodness.
And like, it was totally incommunicado. Like, not saying anything. Like, okay, we won a team fight once. Mm-hmm. Right back to the jungle to like right-click creeps. I'm just like, why? And that game, I think, was almost winnable at one point because the Ember was pretty good. And he started, like, rallying everyone. Mm-hmm. But then, like, the Ember has to split push. You know, to, like, come back, kind of.
Right.
And so he couldn't be there for the fights. And the fights were just, like, me and Razor getting blown up while watching the Enchantress right-click creeps a screen and a half away. Yeah, it was not fun. And then I end up, and then I queued offlane and picked, like, I don't know, Doom. And we're just like, oh no. Oh yeah, okay, so I played Viper offlane.
Ooh.
So here we'll get into the next topic. Yeah, the next topic we have in the notes anyway. It's like, I know I picked someone, and I thought it was interesting, and I want to talk about it. Yeah, it was Viper. So Viper is very good right now. Mm-hmm. If you play regular Dota, he's like always a ban.
Oh, Dragon Strat is great in auto chess. So
is it?
Yeah, Viper is a dragon. He's wonderful.
Yeah, I think in regular Dota, he's probably, the Dragon Strat's probably pretty good right now too.
Yeah.
So, I'm like, well, like, hey, I queued offlane. We get into the draft room, and I'm like, somebody should pick Viper. Because it ended up not getting banned.
Mm-hmm.
And the other team didn't pick Viper. And then we had, like, you know, picks 2 and 3 back to back.
Yeah.
So one of our supports picks, I don't even know, it doesn't matter. And then our mid was, like, not answering questions. So I'm like, well, I'm picking Viper offlane. New meta. And then our second support later on picked Io. And he was, like, a gold level Io player. So he came with me, and Io Viper is wild. But Viper is, you just Nether Toxin, and you just max Nether Toxin, and you build Arcane Boots and an Atos. And I had it by, like, 12 minutes because I was in a contested lane. And I didn't go, and I wanted to, like, apply pressure at their safe lane, so I didn't, like, just AFK jungle, which apparently you can do.
Yeah.
And there's a Pudge on the other team, and at one point, this is probably around like level 4 or 5, so I had like 3 Nether Toxin, 2 Corrosive Skin. He hooks me through the trees, so like I don't see the hook coming.
Mm-hmm.
And then he rots, and I throw down the Nether Toxin at my feet, and his HP bar is like, all gone. He just, like, rotted himself right to death. Because, like, I have increased magic resistance. He has lowered magic resistance. I'm doing magic damage to him. He's doing magic damage to himself. I'm doing magic damage to him on 2 abilities. He was probably like, I got him. All right. Oh, what's happening to me?
Yeah.
And then they had a Crystal Maiden in lane with their carry. And, like, she would right-click me. I would take 8 damage. And she would take, like, 100.
Yeah. Corrosive Skin is... Because, like, you're saying this offlane Viper, and my first thought was, like, that's not bad because you're pretty durable in lane, and they can't really trade with you. It's kind of like a centaur, right? Like, if they hit you, they get hurt. You're not building up stacks, but it doesn't, like, scare you out or keep you back or anything.
Yeah, and this Wisp was, like, really good at Io.
Mm-hmm.
So I think he probably kept me alive in, like, 1 or 2 team fights.
Yeah.
But I've finished with 21k hero damage. The number 2 player had 18k. That was our mid quap. And I built Arcanes, Atos, Greaves. And I was still, like, 15% higher hero damage than the next one. And we won in, like, 25 minutes.
Wow.
So, like, you know... finishing with the most hero damage is one thing, but finishing with the most hero damage, picking like goofy utility items,
yeah,
is like, well, there's something else going on there. And then so like Quap, like the carpet is up all the time, the nether toxin, and anyone on there gets -25% magic resistance. So, you know, Quap does her ult, and they all take a ton more damage.
Right.
It so worked really well.
Is Veil part of this build?
You can go Veil. So, yeah, we'll transition into the Dota news.
Sure.
Since no professional events occurred, I have the Rise of Viper as the top news item.
Nice.
Yeah, he's gone up to like 57-58% win rate in most brackets on the back of this Max Nether Toxin Russian Atos thing. Like in pro games, apparently they just get to level 3 in mid and then AFK jungle up, you know, Shu, Atos in like 8 minutes. Wow. Yeah, which is just crazy.
Did you just call Boots Shu?
Yeah.
Okay, just wanted to clarify.
I saw it was on Reddit. I was reading some thread on Reddit, and someone for whom English was, you know, not their first language,
uh-huh,
was talking about the things that they built, and they referred to Boots of Speed as Shu.
That's great.
And I think it's great. I love it. And I guess I've just used it enough that I just instinctively now call, like, brown boots, Shu.
Okay. Nice. Okay, moving on.
Because it's a picture of one, right?
Yeah, anyway, yeah, yeah.
All right. Hello and welcome to We Like Dota, episode 229, part 2, with mid-podcast host change, trademark pending. What actually happened is Charlene lost half of her recording, and since Jim's a very busy man, and I wasn't originally going to record this week, but because I didn't have time, but I have time now, I'm just going to be your host for the second half of the episode. Charlene, how are you today?
Hello, I feel terrible. I'm so sorry, Jim.
Did anything between you, like, are you better now than you were 4 hours ago when Jim asked you this exact question?
How, like, my Dota feelings?
No, anything.
Anything?
Because I said, how are you?
Oh, I'm good. I'm more awake now because earlier I had just woken up.
Are you a different person now?
Yes.
Than you were 4 hours ago.
I am 4 hours older. 4 hours closer to death.
If you notice me not actually sounding like a potato right now, that's pretty great because I actually got my audio interface back.
Nice.
Which means you can hear me clearly again.
Oh my
I'm
goodness. Going
to make myself a bit louder, actually.
Yeah, you just
that's
got
nice.
Really close to the mic.
Okay, I think you guys, we're going to start up at the patch notes again, right? You
yes.
guys stopped at the patch notes. All right, patch notes. Oh, this is in German. Oh, God. You start with the first one so I can change this.
Okay, so we didn't go over the entire patch notes. We kind of just had some highlights. So mm-hmm. first highlight, Hand of Midas. I think we just played a game together right before doing this re-record.
Yep.
And we have differing opinions. So Jim and I are of the opinion that this nerf to Hand of Midas doesn't really do much because they nerf the gold bounty. And Jim and I are of the opinion that really what you want it for is the attack speed and the experience. So yeah, having less gold sucks and it makes it less economical in a way, but you're still gaining what you actually want out of it, which is attack speed and experience.
Mm-hmm.
What are your thoughts?
I think it's a dead item though. It's 25%
dead.
Gold. Like Midas has always operated on a very thin margin of profitability is the word, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And at this point, like giving 25% less gold almost because it was 200, then it's 180 the week after, now it's 160. That's huge. I guess it's not 100% dead. Of course, heroes who only buy it for their XP are going to not suffer as much, but they're going to suffer as well because still it was
a
great gold increase. And for those heroes, they typically don't buy it for the attack speed, so the attack speed being really value doesn't factor in that much. So Midas was generally weaker for Phoenix anyways, because he doesn't need the attack speed, and now also does give less hit.
Okay, I feel like you're thinking about it just in Phoenix, though. But like, what about Lifestealer or Ursa? Like, heroes that want the attack speed, right? And like, they're not doing it for the gold, but the attack speed is really nice. Oh, and it also gives me like a bonus experience, so I can be leveled ahead. Like, that's really good.
It is, but I don't know. The gold was so good, and I mean, it's good value attack speed, but Hyperstone is almost equal value attack speed. It's even better value attack speed for the gold. And the thing about Midas is it doesn't build into anything.
That's
like,
true.
There's a reason people don't buy casual Hyperstones, because spending 2 gold on value attack speed isn't the best bet most of the time.
Yeah. Okay.
So Midas doesn't build into anything, so I don't know. I think there's something more to the item than just being value attack speed, basically.
Okay. And then again, the game we just played, the team we versed built, what, like 3 Midases? And they lost, so...
Yeah. We just had a captain's mode, ranked captain's mode.
Ranked captain's
Finding
mode,
Finding a ranked captain's mode match hasn't happened to me in a long time. We ended in like 20 minutes plus draft?
Yeah, it was a fast game. 26
it
minutes.
Really fast. We just crushed them. I wish that was Battle Cup yesterday.
I did talk about Battle Cup in my Dota feelings.
Oh, okay. So the people know.
Yeah.
Oh, God. All right, let's...
Okay.
Let's keep going here. Any more highlights?
The other highlight, Jim brought
Brood
this up.
Buffs?
Brood buff, yeah. Jim was like, all right, this change that they made to Divine Favor, Ice Frog really wants Chen to stop buffing his allies and start using it on his creeps, which is valid. Because the multiplier is now specifically
I still
for
don't know what that ability does, to be honest.
So it gives bonus like health regen and also damage output.
And they nerfed that, so now you want to use it on creeps because it's not as good on heroes anymore?
Yeah, basically. Well, is it a nerf? Is it a buff?
Divine Fair. Bonus damage reduced? I mean, non-hero damage multi... Ah, yeah, you want to use that creeps now.
Yeah. Let's see. I like the Death Prophet change. Because I think that Death Prophet was sort of like Lifestealer in the last round of patch updates. Like, I think that there's nothing wrong with Death Prophet as a hero. I just think that for whatever reason, she's not really getting picked. And now that they've buffed her laning with this reduced mana cost on Cryptstorm, I feel like that'll make her better. What do you think?
I mean, it's micro buffs. Like, at some point, maybe not now. Nobody knows when it happens, but now then, like, people are actually going to notice how good she is and going to pick her up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's like one of those small little things.
Nobody knows when that's going to be.
Yeah.
All right, let's keep going. Elder Titan. Enchantress buffs. Her impetus now deals an insane amount of damage.
Yep, that's true.
And also, what do you think about the Kunkka nerf? I wanted to talk about that one.
I think that's good. I think it's kind of BS that like him and Tiny used to be able to use their bonus damage to deny.
Yeah.
Just because denies are such a critical part of like early game experience, if you can end gold, if you can get those denies off, it means a lot. Especially in the mid lane, like any kind of 1v1 situation, right? It just really tilts the balance. So I think that that's fine. I'm completely okay with that change.
I think it definitely makes him weaker. Like, it's just a straight nerf, a pretty big one at that. I think he's still fine in the laning phase.
Yeah.
Because, like, with that, he was just too strong in the laning phase. Insane harass, perhaps, like, the best harass in the game. Good stats, and can deny a recreep. That's, like, that's just OP. But I feel like I like the change, because I know I like playing Kunkka, and I'm fine with this change. I mean, it's a nerf, but I think it makes him more fun to play, because... Before you only got the bonus damage if you want to right-click. If you right-click the Tidebringer on autocast, then only then would it apply the damage on denies. which means you can't W on a ally creep and deny it with the bonus damage. So it was just really bothersome, because most of the time you don't want to use Tidebringer if the enemy is not there, because you want to save it. Mm-hmm. So you had to like right-click, deny a creep, then right-click it again. So you just have to move your mouse to your guilty icon all the time. It was really bothersome, in my opinion.
I see.
And now I don't feel guilty about not doing it, because I can't.
Nice. Okay.
It's a quality of life change.
Yeah. Jim was very happy about this change, because he just doesn't like Tidebringer Kunkka.
I like him.
Yeah, I think just the amount of chance that goes into having like a late game Kunkka with a Daedalus, right? He can just one shot the enemy team. I think Jim was against that. So I think this is a fair change.
Anything else? Life Stealer. Medusa buffed again.
Yeah, they buffed Medusa. Oh my god. I think that's great.
In game?
Yep.
Not even by a bit. 0.4 in game. That's a lot, actually.
I like the Luna buff. One of the stints that we were talking about a lot is so featured heavily on the episode that Jim and I recorded is how great Rod of Atos is. And as we were going through this patch, with Luna having more Eclipse beams, and we'll get to it later with Sniper, we're theory crafting on how we could have just Atos be a core build on all these carries.
Atos and Luna, so you get a better Eclipse.
Yeah. Great. So you completely isolate them out and then just eclipse them. And then if you can also get the eggs, and just pew, pew, pew.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, nice.
Yep.
What else? Mirana? I think Mirana. I love playing Mirana. I love seeing her in the meta. I think she's fun to play against and fun to play as and with. So I like buffs to her. Mm-hmm. With her in game, especially. So Monkey King, this is perhaps one of the things people call for a lot. His mischief now only makes you immune to damage instead of making you invulnerable. So in context, that means if someone stuns you, you don't take the damage when you're in mischief, but you take the stun. Or if someone puts dots on you, you take the dot after. I think it's a good change. Like, Monkey was strong already, and then they just randomly gave him this mischief ability.
Mm-hmm. I agree that it's probably the right change, but it's my own fault because I've been playing so much auto chess. I haven't seen Monkey in any games that I have played, and I was really excited when I first heard about the mischief change. I was like, oh, like the amount of plays, the high level plays that you can do, that'd be great. It's so like I never really got to see it. Yeah. Let's see.
Nature's Call. I mean, tree and damage reduced at the early levels, but in the end, it's the same. I feel like it's like Prophet was really strong. I think it's like exactly the micro nerf he needed. Because you level him up, you level the treants up until level 3 anyway, at which point the damage is almost the same. So it's just a very slight nerf to the early laning phase. I like that.
Yeah.
Pangolier Lucky Shot no longer triggers off Pangolier's illusions. I don't know how that was ever a thing.
PL, did you feel that change in the game just now?
Yeah, I felt that when I just played him. Holy. Like, it was like 12 at max level at some point, and now it's 44 bonus agility.
It's a lot of bonus agility.
It's a lot of bonus agility. And you really feel it. Like, when you hit somebody, you hit so hard. Mm-hmm. I went, when I just played him, I went 1-1-3 build, and I just shredded. Like, it's so good. You also get, like, 6-7 armor with that. It's just insane.
Yeah.
Quap, small buffs, nothing more, nothing notable.
Sniper,
maybe.
Sniper. I think this is Pocket such a good change. Just because, like, his spells, I don't think it, like, headshot doesn't matter too much. Like, the damage nerf is like, whatever. But Shrapnel is such a good spell, and if the replenish rate on the charges is lower, plus Sniper has the level 10 cooldown reduction talent.
Yeah, you can really
So if you get an Atos, root them in your triple shrapnel.
Oh my god.
With your
shrapnel
CDR.
Doesn't stack, though.
It doesn't stack. Okay, fine.
It doesn't stack.
Just all right. screw that. Root them in your first Shrapnel, and then as they're running away, Shrapnel again. Maybe your Atos will be off cooldown but because of your cooldown reduction talent.
Damn.
And then you can also
use Atos, so when you go Necrobook because of the cooldown reduction, they can not get kited.
Yes. Okay. Yes, yes.
Next. Storm Spirit.
There you go, your boy.
Electric Vortex no longer slows you. Most people didn't even realize, I feel like, when I talked to people in our Discord, most people like didn't even realize that this was a thing. Mm-hmm. With Storm Spirit before, it slowed you by 50% for the duration you stunned somebody with Electric Vortex.
Yeah.
It's made so you have to spend mana and you can't just Vortex people and run away. I still think he's trashed here right now. Just because of, like, the region changes. He has half the mana still. Like, those small buffs are not going to change him. I feel like he needs something really, really big. I mean, of course, they can keep micro-buffing him until, like, his Q does costs 20 mana and does 500 damage in a year. But I feel like there's big things coming for Storm. He's too much of an integral hero
okay.
to be in this state he's in right now.
As a support player, I'm fine not seeing a Storm Spirit.
But you play with me, though. I'm sure, like,
yeah, but
as much as we
play together...
Yeah,
but you don't pick up because you're an offlane player now.
I'm a mid player.
Yeah?
I just play okay. safe lane. I play everything. I
All
mean,
right.
I'm sure, like, Storm Spirit being strong is indirectly like a 0.1 increase in your win rate. Because I can pick Storm.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. Techies. I don't know. I don't get it, honestly.
Techies.
Why are all the people so excited about this? 2 seconds shaved off remote mind cooldown? It's a 20% increase in mind speed. But, like, is that so big?
Maybe. Because I know that remote minds have the... they like expire after a while.
Yeah, they don't.
So
they
maybe by having this cooldown, it makes it so that your pile can get bigger. Right,
I guess, but do techies players really do like a pile of 20 mines?
That's just I don't know. I'm not a techies player. I have no idea.
Yeah.
I just die to it. I never know how many are in the pile.
And TA buff?
TA buff, yep.
I guess. Reflection does a bit more damage now. I don't care. Yeah. Tide nerf, troll nerfed a bit. I still think he's strong. Viper, oh boy.
Viper. We got to talk about this one a little bit because we did highlight Viper a lot earlier in the episode. Mm-hmm.
Did you do a full Hero of the Week for him?
We didn't do a full Hero of the Week, but we talked about how he, how his build now is to go mid and then just kind of abandon lane and stack camps for himself and then farm them really fast with his nether toxin. So what do you think about this balance, the fact that it doesn't stack anymore?
I think it's good, but I don't think it's gonna break the hero.
Yeah.
I think, like, so Nether Toxin now costs a third more mana, which is good, I guess. I don't think anybody ever stacked it anyway. Mm-hmm. Regarding the no longer stacks nerf, because the duration is, what, 8 seconds and the cooldown is 5 seconds, so, like, it didn't really do a lot of stacking anyway.
Yeah.
And the poison attack slow is, like, noticeable at level 1 and 2, and after that it's negligible.
Yeah.
So I still feel like the hero's strong.
Okay. Yeah, we felt like it was it's fine, but it probably won't break him.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah. I still think you can own with him.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, alright. Any other changes? Oh, we...
No, I think that's all.
Do
I'm
you
sorry
have
for the keyboard noises.
Worst?
There's people messaging me who want in the in-house.
Yeah, we have in-house in 10 minutes, folks. Do you have... Or let's just go straight to Noobs Ask Noobs.
Yeah, let's do Noobs Ask Noobs. We're really short on time. Sorry, guys. In-house in 10 minutes. And we have to be there because we are. Noobs Ask Noobs. First question from Deezer. If you could only have one item built for the rest of all Dota, regardless of you, what would it be? For me, it's Threads, Wand, Dagon, Eye of Skadi.
What? Explain yourself a little bit.
It's good if you support and good if you core.
Okay. All right. My logic is kind of along those lines, I guess. I would go Treads. I would go Midas. I would go Blink, and then Aghs. Like,
All
even though
right.
Aghs doesn't
But what
apply
if
to
the hero
all
doesn't have an
heroes,
egg scepter?
it's fine. It's still good stats.
Value stats.
Yeah, value
The
stats.
stats are really bad if you don't get the
It's
Oh
fine.
God. We're fine, we're fine. Dora the Destroyer, or Dora, because he's a regular, so we call him Dora. What's your favorite board game? What's your favorite board game, Charlie?
I had three that I talked about when we last did our recording with Jim. So I said Settlers of Catan. That was probably like the original board game that I played that I really fell in love with. Two is, I keep messing up the name. It's Haunted House on a Hill. House on Haunted. House. Betrayal at House on the Hill, or something like that. Betrayal at House on the Hill. And I think that's a lesser known game, so I'll explain it a little bit. But that game is half co-op. So the first half of it is co-op, where you work together with the other people you're playing with to like expand the board and build this mansion. And then halfway through the
Okay.
game, an event happens where one of the people in your party turns into a monster, like a vampire or
Oh my God.
something like that. And then it is their job to kill the rest of you. And then it is your job as the rest of the people to like go through the house that you've built. Like there are random items, kind of like item chances in different rooms. So you have to try and find the right items to kill the monster. So I just like the duality of like both a co-op and a competitive game. And it's a lot of fun. And each time you play it, it's different because you make the board each time. So it has good
All
replay
right.
value. And then my last one was Pandemic. Have you ever played that game?
Yeah, I've played that. I've
Yeah.
played that with friends. I like it.
Pandemic is another co-op game, but I feel like it's such a it's a hard
It's
game.
very complicated. It's like a it's if like if I sit down with my friends, like me and my friends, we actually play a lot of board games, and if one of my friends, like if she tells me, let's play Pandemic, it's a commitment. Like you have to sit down and like that's your night. Because it's like such a complicated game. For me, I have three favorite board games actually. So the first one, do you know Mafia? In Germany, we have Werewolf because we're hardcore like that.
That's not a
And it's
board game, is
basically
it?
Mafia. No, it's not a board game, but I'm still gonna name it. It's very intricate. I love it. We play it. I played with my family along at every family gathering, just like the whole family of 30 sits down and plays Werewolf. And like Werewolf has a lot of like extra rules as opposed to Mafia. So there's not only like town and Mafia, there's also like the witch which can use potions, there's the foreteller which can uncover people's roles for herself, and there's a lot of like extra rules which make the game more interesting and a lot more fun in my opinion. Then the next one is Dixit. Do you know that one?
No, haven't heard of that.
It's basically you get cards with like contemporary art on it, and it in a like going around in a circle, one person names something, like gives an association to a chosen card of themselves, and then people have to give cards and you're guessing, and then are points allocated. So you basically have to give an association to the card that some people get, but not all of the people get, because if no one gets it and if all the people get it, you get less points and stuff like that. It's really complicated. And what was the last one? It's Diamonds Club. It's just some like obscure German game. Don't
Sounds
know.
like a casino game.
Yeah. All right, let's do one more question. We literally have like
Okay.
no time before the in-house starts.
All right.
Cowbell, have you ever found yourself accidentally slipping in Dota slang at work? I have something that's kind of unrelated, but I've corrupted Sam and Charlene as well.
Me?
I said lul, which is a Twitch emote, and also pog, which is also a Twitch emote. And
True.
I've said it so long that now Sam and Charlene, who like never watch anything like that, they're now saying lul and pog.
I say Pog.
All the time, yeah.
Lol.
Yeah.
I mean, lol, like L-U-L? I don't think I yes. say that.
Yeah, not I yet. Mean, Sam says lol and Pog, but you say Pog.
Not yet.
Not yet, yeah.
Yes, this is true. For me...
I've corrupted you.
For me, every now and then I'll say, yeah, sure, but I won't, like, I'll say it knowing in my head that I am quoting Tusk. Mm-hmm. But I won't say it with the yeah, sure drawl. But in my head, I know.
Oh, damn. You already made a lobby?
I made a lobby. I'm ready. Yes.
What a multitasker.
It is all on right. my resume. I think
this is it for the week. Do you have anything to announce? Yeah, we're doing it right now, but it's going to be on the first. It's always the first Sunday of each month. The mm-hmm. WD Desolate is in-house. Join Theme Thursdays. Support us on Patreon, follow us on Twitter, and we're probably going to have a WLD mini Autochess tournament soon.
More oh,
information
yeah.
on that later.
Right.
All right, I think that's it.
Okay, see thanks, you guys. Bye.